Blog Talk Radio.
Knuckleheads, huddle up, it is I, your sports director, D. Gibb, with my host, Uptown Deuce. Deuce, you there, bro?
Yes, sir. What's up with you?
How you doing tonight?
Oh, man, I'm doing good, man. But worse than,
okay,
worse than something
that you know.
That's it.
We broadcasting live from Lagos, Nigeria. Call in line. 516-453-9133 if you want to huddle up with the huddle team. Let's get right to it, man. You know.
Yeah, just get right to it. And you know the Dame thing, so I'm gonna give you first shot because you don't know the Dame thing. Alabama Notre Dame. Let's get right at it.
Okay, let's get Alabama Notre Dame. What we seen what Todd Blackledge could have said it no better. Notre Dame has got bigger and stronger, but they have not got faster at key positions. They are inadequate on the back ends at safety, defensive end, and wideouts. And playing against a powerhouse like Alabama, that's a recipe for disaster.
Yes, it was. Y'all looked like a deer in headlights out there last night. Brian Kelly looked like he didn't know how to coach, and Book all of a sudden looked like he forgot how to play. He looked nervous back there. I saw a lot of happy feet. I understand Alabama great. I take nothing away from what Alabama does on the football field, but that was a debacle at its highest level last night. At its highest level.
It was two debacles last night. We ain't gonna just go to one. It was two.
No. We had to go. You're a Notre Dame fan. We had to go there first. I'm going there because I'm a Clemson fan. I'm about to go there. We about to go there now. What y'all?
So,
I just want to see what you're saying. Y'all
no. We can stay. We can stay. Listen. We can stay. There's also a coaching problem at Notre Dame. Okay. This guy. If you ain't won a big game by now, when are you gonna win one? Look at the bowl record. Oh,
wait. That's his bowl record.
Okay. 0-8.
Wow.
He happens to be 0-5.
That's gotten better coaches fired. Wow.
0-5 on the big stage. They 0-8.
But he consistent.
Yeah,
he consistently keeps y'all around the last 5 years, so he not going nowhere because he consistently keeps y'all around. And now y'all in the ACC.
We've been in the playoffs out of the last 8 years, what, four times? Four times?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Consistently, he does. He's a good regular season coach. I don't know if it's just he keep running into Nick Saban, or like you said, it's probably a combination. He keep running into Saban and some of the deficiencies you said Blackledge said y'all had last night, as far as just speed at the skill positions. But wow, I mean.
Yeah, it's no shame to lose them deep. They decommitting it to get. They decommit. They commit. And they decommit. And they end up on Alabama field or Clemson field.
They definitely
or Ohio State field.
Definitely the top three programs by far in the country right now. Yeah, you're right. He get the best. He get the best of the rest. The Ian Books of the world. The young running back number 23. The safety number 14. I like him. I got some things going on. Now we can get to Clemson. We can go ahead to Clemson. They got beat by a better team last night.
Oh well, no, they didn't get beat by a better team. They got shellacked.
They got shellacked by their team last night.
It wasn't just one facet of the game. You could take an Aaron out game. They ran all over Clemson and they punched. They was physically dominant.
On the lines of scrimmage, you know that's where the game won at. They couldn't do nothing. Clemson couldn't do nothing about their running game and could get no pressure on field. And when they did, he got out of it.
Look, the kid Fields is down to jumped up at least five spots on the draft board. He better had.
He was already number two quarterback behind Lawrence before the game. He might have played himself. Who knows? You know, don't get goofy with them quarterbacks come NFL draft time.
It gets real goofy with the quarterbacks in NFL draft time.
The Jaguars might say, you know, they like what they saw last, and he can move. Not that Lawrence can't, but this kid's 6'3", 225, with an arm and some heart. He took a hell of a shot last night.
Right, running a 4.5 40.
Yeah.
Maybe a low 4.4 40.
That's 6'3", 225. Yeah. He might be. That's the future of the night. That's where the league's trending anyway. Quarterbacks who can run and throw. Future looks bright for the kid, especially if he gets in the right situation. They're saying the Jets might pick him, so you know how that go. But Clemson, like you said, just got dominated on both sides of the football, especially on the offensive Ohio State offensive line versus Day D line. It was like
I want it to be known, and I'm saying it. The ETN is not the number one back in college football, okay? I'm tired of hearing that rant.
He definitely don't have no moves. He's fast. He's not gonna make nobody miss. He runs by. He's powerful. He's fast. He can catch. But as far as making people miss, no shifties. And in the NFL, that usually means a short career. NFL going to stand for not for long.
That means a short career. That North and South with no shift gang, yada.
Not making people miss and you not Derrick Henry, that usually NFL going to stand for not for long. And I like Etienne. He's fast. He's talented. But he don't have no shifties. None. Just straight ahead. And he taking all the hits. In the NFL, that's about a three-year career, about a three-year window. But
if
Clemson,
I'm the Eagles,
you said what now?
No, I'm still on college, but I'm on players. If I'm the Eagles, my eyes is on that on that receiver for Alabama.
That's where you would go.
That's exactly where I would go. Even if it ain't Hurts that's gonna start, you gotta get some weapons out there on the outside.
Agreed. They might have a pressing need on the other side of the ball for another corner. They might have a more pressing need for another corner.
Well, yeah, that's true, too.
You can't run out there with Darius Slay and me out there. It's not going to work. They might need and they got some defensive linemen.
Backed up by Jalen Mills.
Yeah, Jalen Mills was corny, but when they won the Super Bowl, he's been who he is. You can't run out there with that D-back field. They've been running out there the last couple of years. They got to do something about that. But either way, D-back, wide receiver, somewhere in there. I wouldn't be mad at a pick at either position. They need to be
This goes back to coaching too. How do you not let this kid not be? I'd rather got Sham Dash than let this kid run around here looking like the Heisman Trophy winner last night.
Which is what he probably going to be next week in New York. First receiver
since
Desmond Howard.
Yeah.
To win the award, but yeah, they was moving him all over the field. It was like Madden almost. Like, we just going to toy with you with
like
this
Madden.
One player.
It was like Madden.
We're going to toy with you with this one Madden. Player, and you're not going to be able to do nothing about it. And we're going to run the score up.
Yeah. And we're going to run the score up.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the most egregious act in the world of college football that I've seen by Brian Kelly is to give up. Punting the ball. Playing not to get blown out should get you fired.
And was already getting blown out.
It was already a wrap. You out
he's
here
coaching
punting.
He's coaching a big game. Leave a lot to be desired.
So, like I said, with that guy, you know, it is what it is.
Who you got game next week?
Who
you got game next week, Alabama?
I got Ohio State shocking the world.
Ohio State feels them
shocking
the world.
You want to know why I got them?
Why?
They only played 7 games. They fresh. Think about it. They
and
crush.
Number two, no, that's one. And on another angle, when Nick Saban defenses usually struggle against running quarterbacks, throwing Watson twice. Quarterbacks who can move and throw.
Yep.
It used to be a little bit of a tougher time.
And he can throw.
Yeah.
He ain't just a running around guy. He can throw.
He was out there making NFL throws last night.
Making long, deep ball throws on the run.
Mm-hmm.
And he just got hit by some steroid boy. That guy's on steroids.
It sent all your letters to Coach Gibson. The family
linebacker is on steroids. He out there running around Roy Boy hitting people crazy.
The opinions expressed by Coach Gibb are not the opinions.
I just want to see if that's going to translate in the league. The running around with that act.
No. The answer is no.
I don't think he's a stud like that. They piping him up.
No, he just running around his college. You on a good team? The answer is no. You've seen that act before. No. The answer is no. But he gave the ball a good lick, and he got back up and still threw for 4 more touchdowns after that. So Justin Fields and them, in your
his
opinion, Justin Fields
six,
and them.
Six touchdowns.
Yeah, 6 touchdowns. So you feel as though next week, Fields and it was a great performance last night. So you feel as though.
And guess what? With pressure, I don't believe in Alabama quarterback with pressure. I've seen him get happy feet with pressure.
And he don't get too much, but I saw that too. He don't get too much because the ball is either out or he got all day. It's either one or the other. And they got that running back there, Harris, that you got to worry about too.
Yeah. Did you see him jump over that boy 6'2"?
He cleared him. He cleared him. By an inch or two, he cleared him.
That right there, I'm going to give you a second-round grade at running back.
You might get a late first-round grade, depending. Somebody might go ahead and take a chance. I can see him in Baltimore. He's a type of back. Running right at you, a little shifty. Mm-hmm. Late first-round, early second. He probably was an early second already before the game. Probably first
one. Our next segment is the year in review.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Tragedy of the Black Mamba.
Shout out Kobe Bean. Rest in power. The Mamba. Devastating.
And
I still remember what that. I didn't think it was real. I thought the internet was being weird. I was ready to delete all social media because I thought the internet was being weird.
I couldn't believe it was real.
I didn't either. I was ready to delete my social media, Instagram, Twitter. I was done with it because I'm like, this is just the weirdest thing ever. And a lot of weird things happen on social media, but I was ready to be done with social media because I'm like, this is just weird. And then I turned on the news, and I'm like, oh no, this is real. I still remember where I was. It was like, wow. Still, to see pictures of him now, be like, oh, he really did. Like,
yeah.
It's one of the things you'll always remember where you was at when you heard the news.
Yeah, right. We'll always remember where you was at when you heard the news.
Because it still don't seem real.
It doesn't. It just seems like I'm waiting for another new Nike commercial.
Right. And they said he was ready to leave Nike and start his own basketball shoe company. Yeah.
Let me tell you something. I just want to say, his acumen on business was on the beam. He had a lot of stuff going on, man.
Yeah.
He left his family well off.
Books, Mamba Academy, winning the Oscars. Yeah. Kobe, well-rounded ball. Top 5, 10 player of all time. Probably about top 10 of all time. Second best shooting guard behind Mike. In my opinion.
Yeah.
Second best two guard I've seen in my lifetime besides Mike. That's what he got with it.
Yeah.
5 championships speaks for itself. His accolades speak for themselves. 81 points. You go on and on. You could have an hour tribute to Kobe. You could have a 2-hour show.
And we will do that.
You have to.
In the future, this year we're gonna have a dedication show to the Black Mamba.
You have to.
From high school.
Some of the memorable games. Yeah. Lower Marion.
We'll just
talk about some of the memorable games.
Yeah, we're gonna do that. Also, I want to start with. Did they go straight to the? Was everyone happy with the bubble?
Fans, players, both?
Both. Where was the bubble a success, failure, or just eh?
From a player's perspective, obviously outside looking in, I believe they just want to play. So it was a success for them, personally, as players. For the fans, not being able to attend the games, it's definitely different watching with no fans in the stands. I've gotten kind of used to it, though, because it's just, ball. It's just, now you're just playing ball. There's no added momentum. You're just playing. Like, it's all about want to and, what you got inside you. But,
right.
From the fans' perspective, they probably feel a little slighted. I don't, but not being able to attend games for the first time in your life is a little different.
That's a bad job.
Yeah, the players had to like it, though. They had to do no travel.
What this COVID has shown me is the power of that. Of the impactfulness that fans have in sports.
Yes. Yes. Professional, college, every level.
Every level.
Every level.
Definitely, I'm seeing it with every level. Just period. Like I said, you going up now, because you go up to Seattle now without that 12th man, it's a whole different ball game.
Yeah, it's quiet. You're just playing football now.
You go up there without that 12th man, you got to call timeouts down there around that end zone. Like, whoa, I can't hear nothing. I can't hear my audibles. They got to do silent counts.
Not as many false starts, stuff like that. You get the offensive lineman jumping early. Yeah, there's a lot to come with the crowd. There's definitely a lot to come with the crowd that was missed this past season. But overall, probably for the NBA, the bubble's success, For the NBA itself, they recouped a little bit of money. What was going to be a total loss?
All right, look.
But for the fans, I don't think the fans overall liked it. Yeah, I don't think the fans overall. I didn't mind it. I got used to it, but I don't think the fans overall liked it.
I just got used to it because I wanted to see some basketball, but I didn't like it.
Yeah, I don't, and I think you speak for a lot of fans, for a lot of people's opinion when you say that. I don't think fans really liked it, but it was like I've been without sports for months, so it was like, you know what, give it to me. I believe you was speaking for the people when you say that. It's just different. College football might have got impacted the most, though, because looking at them stadiums, you know, that's like the ambiance. You know how college football is. That's the ambiance, 100,000 people in the horseshoe. You know what I mean? Like, it's just.
That's the whole
football,
thing about.
Might,
that's the whole.
College football might have impacted college football even more.
For me playing college football. You know how impactful game day starts the Sunday after Saturday's game. That's when college. That's when it starts.
Oh, so it's just a week.
You get a whole week. It's a whole week is the game.
Well, game day is just icing.
You got media day. You got media day. Start on Monday with it. You know.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you practice the hard. This is really a stove. Get it together. Monday and Tuesday, you're practicing. Wednesday, if you're traveling, you're even on a plane going somewhere. You understand what I'm saying? But
okay. The
whole campus is surrounded by everything that's predicated that whole week.
It's all geared. Everything, all the activities is geared towards culmination being the game on Saturday afternoon.
To Saturday afternoon.
And not being able
to
draw. Yeah. People play in
the
college campus.
Tailgating, none of that.
The impact it had on college football,
so,
I think, might have been the most.
It had a major. This was a bad joint for college football. I felt bad for those kids.
Yeah.
And then you got seniors who never going to play again.
Yeah, the senior days.
They had to
really
ride this.
Well.
You understand what I'm saying? I remember that.
Some senior days that, you know, parents couldn't come and see their kid who suited up but never got on the field, and he got on the field on that day. I saw a couple stories like that a couple weeks back. Parents wasn't allowed.
Yep.
Kid just getting on the field for the first time in four years. And you couldn't see him because of COVID. Yeah, it impacted college football probably more than any other sport.
Right. I agree.
So hopefully next year get back to some sense of normalcy.
As we go to the review, like I said, I also think that, see, I did like what the NBA did now, even though there's no bubble. Okay, we don't got that many fans or no fans, but, see, that make it harder going to different arenas and playing. See, that bubble stuff. Right. That's why you think Denver, why were those kids, Phoenix, undefeated in the bubble? They didn't practice on that court. They sitting there in that same spot. And all they got to do is worry about that. They ain't got to worry about hookers in the hotel room running around. They ain't got to worry about none of that. But now you got to worry about that. You going to some gobstick town. Right. You going to some gobstick town with bad food.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got
You're right. Outside distractions, just the natural wear and tear to travel can put on your body, changing time zones.
That's what makes the NBA fantastic, that these kids perform at the level that they got to in the 82 games, they got 41 games away from 41 shows, man.
Yeah.
Somebody else and not at home.
Yeah, and then you get them 5, 6, 7 game road trips and all that. Yeah, they traveling nomads for 6 months of the year. Literally, they try. You know what I'm saying? Just
so if you wonder why it's only 400 jobs, that's a telltale sign of 400 jobs.
400 jobs and only 60 entry spots every year. It might be the hardest business to break into. It's only 60 selections every year.
With about 100 million people playing basketball.
Playing basketball. And there's 60 selections. And we just talk about, 100 million people playing basketball. And we're talking about U.S., globally, just... That's a hard nut to crack. You get to there, you the elite of the elite. You get there and do anything, can stick around.
That's why I don't understand why people could complain about them kids getting paid the money they get. I mean, you know how hard it is to make it to the league?
Everybody complains until it's day sun. Everybody complains until it's day sun. Then it's okay.
Until their son is running down the field or running up that court,
Yeah, everybody complains.
They pay all this money,
They play.
One opportunity to make it.
We got caller one in the queue. Come on in, caller. Join us on Huddle Sports Nation.
Caller, mama, what's up?
Yeah, we got caller. We got a caller in the queue. I just was informed.
What's up?
Call?
He might not be in yet.
Oh, all right, call, are you there?
Mm-hmm.
All right, call
them. Hello?
There you go. We can hear you now. We can hear you now. Go ahead.
I heard y'all talk about the NBA players. Like, they getting paid all that money because all that hard work they doing, man. You know, they traveling. They playing ball, living the dream. But moving on, I was talking about those players with Clemson and Notre Dame. So what you think the problem, the solution with Notre Dame is? They going to start recruiting differently? What do you suggest?
I mean, what can you do? When you
I can't hear you.
Hold on, Coach. You're fading it out.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now, Coach.
Okay. So did you hear me say about decommitting?
No, can you take it from the top, please?
Okay, so what happens is it's time before all sophomores to decommit.
Nope, Coach. Clear, you're an electronic technician there. We'll get you back on. Uptown, talk to this caller right now, number one.
Uptown? Hello?
Hello? You can hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay, my man. I can answer that question for you. They up against Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State. Notre Dame always going to be the fourth choice for the four-star recruit. I mean, the top-of-the-line recruits that Alabama get, Clemson gets, Ohio State. When Nick Saban visits your household, you usually go on with Nick Saban. When Dabo Sweeney come in and tell your mom I want your son to come to Clemson, you going with Dabo Sweeney?
Up top. I recognize it, and I think we all recognize the problem. I was just trying to see if we can call it a solution. You know what I mean? To have more parity in these playoffs.
There is no solution.
Yeah, I'm about to say there's no solution. And you know what else hurts Notre Dame? One more thing: being a Catholic, you know, college. That you know some people. Some people got reservations with that whole thing. So that also, in my opinion, doesn't help. I don't know. Like Bravo said, there really might not be a solution. They just have to. They have to settle with getting the best of the rest.
Okay.
That's really it for Notre Dame. That's really it as far as the Notre Dame thing go.
I got a question to ask you, caller.
Okay, Coach, lay it on me.
Would you like to see that trade go down?
In basketball?
You do aware of the Tobias Harris to the Wizards for Bradley Beal?
I didn't hear about that. Is that imminent or just is rumored?
Nah, it's not rumors. It's actually some validity to it. They're trying to. They want the Sixers to give up two first-round picks, Tobias Harris, a Bill.
Yeah, I'd do it.
Yes, I'm doing that
to Art because here's my reason why. First of all, if I had to trade Bill for that guy Tobias Harris straight up, that'd be a no brainer. So I had to go ahead and put the two first in there to sweeten the pot. So let's look back at your last two first round picks last 2 years. You got Maxey. I like Maxey. Maxey has a lot of promise to him, a lot of activity, a lot of action. Tobias was last year, great defense. I like them both, but I could do without them. I like Bill. Bill is a game changer. Bill got a hell of a stroke, man.
Bill got enough game to put the Sixers over the top.
Yeah,
Bill got enough game to make them be able to beat Brooklyn.
You can't leave Bill open. You can't leave Bill open. He's somebody when they double team and beat in the post, and then they go ahead and double team somebody else. Bill right there. Matter of fact, Bill gonna make that your face anyway. Yeah.
Yes.
I definitely like that. Any gonna play within you and play within the offense.
He's not a ball hog at all.
Like,
absolutely.
Yeah, like a Harden. You know,
no,
like
he plays within the flow of the game.
Yes, he does.
Exactly.
I would
definitely champion that trade right there for sure.
Yeah, that make him good enough to play with Brooklyn.
Yeah. And Brooklyn looks great. But
let's not go too far, Tony.
No, Brooklyn looks great. No, Brooklyn looks great. I don't know. When they lost in two games, I didn't see them. I just didn't understand because I watched their first two games, and I said, "Well, wow, how could somebody beat?" Remember, these guys was the 6-7 seed before when Durant and Wiseman was out injured.
Exactly.
They were 6-7 seed when he was injured. So you go ahead and take a 6 seed, and you go ahead and throw maybe the best player in the league right now. I don't know. And then you throw Kyrie in there. Although he's 6'1", but he definitely top three for skill wise players
top
in the game.
Point guards in this league. You can't slice this guy. He's top three.
He got a handle. Absolutely. He can shoot. He can pass. He understands the game. Kyrie ain't no dummy. They call him weird, but he ain't dumb. You know, he's far from dumb.
He the package.
You know, he went to Duke, so. What I'm saying is, he understands the game. His pop and his uncles, they all played the game, so he was given the game. You know what I mean?
Basketball IQ definitely on the bench. We got another call on. We're gonna keep you on. We got another call on.
Okay.
We're gonna keep you on though. We're gonna keep you on. You're spitting some knowledge. Keep you on.
Hello, guys. How y'all doing? Happy New Year.
All right. Happy New Year to you.
Oh, can I say one thing, Coach?
You sure can.
Shout out to Kobe Bryant, my favorite player.
Mm-hmm.
I know
But y'all go ahead.
Just be on the air.
Okay.
We have a trivia. We got a bunch of stuff going on with Kobe Bryant night, which is coming soon.
All right. How y'all doing, brothers? So, I mean, is everything – it's Miss Automatic. I'm sorry.
God,
let me introduce myself.
Here.
This is Miss Automatic Hurts, Mac. I just want to
know.
I know we're talking about the NBA, but I just want to know. Did you get what you want?
Yeah, I got what I wanted. Did you get my
draft pick? Did you get?
Yeah.
You got the high draft. No, but you. Oh, that's the Eagles fan.
Yeah.
Just hear me out,
and the floor is yours. Y'all won.
Okay, go ahead.
Hear me out. Floor is yours. Y'all won. Y'all won the game. I am a realist. I know if the Eagles made the playoffs, they were going out first round. So instead of playing in the playoffs, getting a false sense of hope, knowing you have no chance of winning the big one, you're going to get a top five pick. Now, you, on the other hand, are about to gloat about a win. You're about to go to Tampa or Tampa about to come to y'all, blow the doors off y'all, but go ahead, y'all. One last week, Andy Dalton look great. The floor is yours, brother. The floor is yours,
okay.
Brother. The floor is yours.
All right, well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. And Rams. Rams fan. The coach. I'm not going to leave you out. I'm dare not going to do that. Because you said, I believe you said that you were going to beat the Seahawks.
I did.
My goodness.
Did.
What?
Joe Montana, quarterback of yours,
I mean, he couldn't do that?
Listen.
I mean, isn't he elite? Is he elite? Or is he sweet?
No, not right now. Golf's not elite. I've been saying he wasn't elite. You're not going to sit here and kill my show with the Jared Goff talk. We know what's going on. Okay?
I'm not trying to. But, brother, I mean,
listen.
I need some answers. This is a sports show. You said that Dak is what?
Y'all whack.
All right. So you said that my team is whack. Okay.
Y'all whack. I said.
What happens if you don't beat Arizona?
Ron Jeremy was the top porn star in the country.
Okay. You lost to Seattle, right? You said you were going to beat Seattle. It's going to be terrible if you lose to Arizona. You know that?
Listen,
wow.
Okay, so
goofball is just
so
a sweet. Goofball is garbage.
You started out just like a typical Dallas Cowboy fan.
You know what?
And not worrying about the home.
No.
You came and started out with that.
Excuse me. But don't y'all have that defensive line? Don't you? What happened to Ronald? McDonald on the defensive line. Ronald McDonald. Cause was he cheeseburgers when they were people running the ball on him? Huh? Ronald McDonald.
Listen, man, y'all beat
you know
up
what I'm talking about.
Y'all about to blow y'all whole chance of
he
being
supposed
better,
to be a top
okay?
defensive lineman in the NFL. Where was he?
Mm-hmm.
Was he missing? Mm-hmm. Was he Waldo? Waldo? Where are you, Waldo? Where are you, Waldo?
Yes, sir.
Where are you, Ronald? Where are you, Ronald McDonald?
Well, a defensive tackle that's second in the league is sacked.
Yeah, okay.
A defensive
just
tackle,
like,
not it. Tackle.
Just like your quarterback, right? Just like he's the top. You act like he's Joe. You act like he's Tom Brady or damn. Do I even say Aaron Rodgers? I mean, like he's on that level. He's on that level. And you know he's far-fetched from that. See, the truth needs to be put out there.
Right.
Don't you feel free to say, hey, I'm going to say it. My quarterback is garbage.
Mm-hmm.
See, you're not going to be free if you don't say it. He's just an overrated piece of garbage, and he ain't better than that.
You haven't called in the first couple shows when I laid it out on the line with I'm off Jared Goff.
Okay. So, all right. What about Ronald McDonald? Ronald McDonald's not stopping them run. Ronald McDonald's not stopping the run. Cheeseburger. He must have been eating some nuggets.
Compared to y'all's future, I think it's bright. Y'all's is bleak. Y'all running back is long in the tooth. And y'all about to come back next year with a quarterback fresh off the ACL here.
I would take Dak Prescott over Goofball any damn day. But since we want to go to and talk about Philly, does it hurt so bad? Does it feel so sad? I love that song. You ever heard that song? Does it hurt so bad?
Here it comes again. Here you go again.
No, the hurt. I'm talking. I hurt.
Yet.
Sometimes I hurt inside. Don't you hurt? Are you hurting? Are you hurting?
No.
Are you hurting right now?
No.
I hurt sometimes. It hurts sometimes. It hurts.
Mm-hmm.
It hurts. Sometimes it just hurts. Plus,
mm-hmm.
you have the ambulance. You have ambulance wins. And then you
mm-hmm.
have hurts.
Right.
That it hurts. You can feel the pain. Every time you see him throwing the ball, you feel the hurt inside.
Right.
I mean,
right.
what's going on right here, fellas? I mean, you can't hold on the ball. You're fumbling
can't hold
the ball.
On the ball.
I mean, you're,
nope.
I mean, good gracious. I mean, what is he doing? Is he doing community charity or something on the football
yep.
field?
He's giving it away.
I mean,
to
like
the
we here is a football, buddy.
Yeah,
you know what I mean,
y'all.
Like. Like
crazy.
Wow, that hurts.
Yeah.
That hurts is something.
Yeah.
You made me hurt. I was hurting.
I know.
Just watching
it hurts so bad. It hurts.
Yeah,
so bad.
Does it hurt so bad? Does it feel so sad?
It feels
I just
so
hurt.
Sad.
I thought I had to go to the hospital or something. I was
yeah.
Hurt.
Yeah.
Just watching his play.
Hey, I'm
hurt. I'm
you
hurt.
Know
you know what I'm hurting about?
You
know what I'm really
no.
hurting about a Eagles fan, though? Can I? Can I? I'm going to let you know what I'm hurting about.
Root
can I,
for these Bammers.
Can I vent right now to you, brother? As an Eagles fan, I'm just going to tell you what I'm hurting about. Can I vent to
yeah.
you, brother? As you being a down, can I vent to you?
Now, go ahead, my brother. The floor is yours,
thanks.
Brother. Please,
thanks.
It hurts
thanks.
So bad.
Yeah,
come on.
It hurts so bad. And you know what hurts so bad right now? Is that you is on this line like y'all 14-1 and fighting for the number one seed in the conference, talking
mm-hmm.
heavy about
mm-hmm.
beating a 4-10-1 squad with a rookie quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's hurting so bad right now. That's what's hurting me so bad. Making my head hurt that you can sit here and go
okay.
about 6-10
What in
all
the
right,
Dallas Cowboys fan? Y'all are terrible. That would have been coming.
Wow.
He's celebrating
applause, my brother.
Man.
Applause, my brother.
That
you know what hurts
wait,
so bad?
I said you had a floor, brother, for 10 minutes. Can
go ahead, my brother. Go ahead, my brother. Preach, my brother. Preach.
Please, no, I'm asking you a question. I want to know.
Yes,
this
my brother. Yes, my
is
brother. Yes, I'm going to answer.
Is this what it has come to that now Cowboys fans celebrate 6-10 seasons? Is this what we doing? Tell me.
We may be
7-9.
We're gonna be 7-9. We're gonna beat the midgets. And we're gonna need the Eagles to beat the Washington Doo-Doo team.
Y'all gonna be 7-9, so we celebrating 7-win seasons. We gonna go with what you
well,
is we are we, I just wanna know it's a simple yes or no question. Are we celebrating 7-win seasons as a Dallas Cowboys fan? I just wanna know.
It doesn't matter. You know what? I'm gonna tell you like this.
It's a simple yes or no question.
Excuse me, my brother. My brother.
My brother.
I need to gravitate to your question, my brother.
All right. No,
because
you
it hurts so bad. It hurts so
no.
bad. I see the frustration in you right now.
No frustration. I just want to know is that what we're doing? I want to make sure with the bars.
I'm not celebrating 7-9. I'm celebrating the postseason.
10 minutes about how good the Cowboys were. Yes, you are.
I'm not celebrating 7-9. I'm celebrating the. You know, the postseason is a new season.
Oh, stop. Y'all haven't made the postseason yet.
So, that's why I'm not celebrating. I'm only going to celebrate if we make the postseason.
Oh, you're only going to celebrate if you make the postseason.
Man, because
so
the Eagles are going to, we're going to pick y'all. We're going to pit smack. We already pit smack the Eagles as you go out there to beat the Washington Doo-Doo team.
Okay.
We're
and
gonna,
then.
See, Jalen has to take his anger out on somebody. See, once he got his ass beat, now he's like, oh, y'all beat my ass. I'm going to take my anger out on him.
And then. And then that happens, and then y'all play Tampa or somebody like the Seattle in the first round, and then what happens?
We got pass rushers.
You don't have a starting problem all of a sudden.
Randy Gregory. Oh, what happens? Randy Gregory, D-Law. That's what happens.
That's what happens. Y'all go to that's
yeah,
what happens.
Randy Gregory, D-Law. And I didn't talk about my other ends.
No.
But, I mean, yeah. We got dogs out there. We got dogs.
Y'all dogs.
You know what I mean?
Here.
So, yeah, we got dogs on that. The defense has got dogs.
You
talking about pass rushing.
Chihuahua
pass
people.
Rushing.
And it's delusion.
Them dogs are waking up. The dogs.
They're waking up.
But, let me. I want to go to Cal, please talk to the Rams fan because I have a question to ask the brother. Please.
Yes, sir.
Because Ronald McDonald and Jared should be playing golf right now. Ronald McDonald eating chicken McNuggets. Ronald should be playing golf, and Ronald McDonald eating nuggets while running backs running past him. I can't wait until they play Arizona. When they hurt so bad that a 7-9 team made the playoffs and a 9-7 team was at home.
It hurt so bad.
When it make you feel so sad. Since we on that, I mean, you may be home. You may be. Like the Wizard of Oz. There's no place like home. I keep telling y'all that. There's no place like home.
Right.
That's just where Rams just might be.
Mm.
Damn, wow. 7-19. Go sneak it up in there.
Mm-hmm.
Right down the alley. Like Lombardi would say. Right down the alley.
52 points scored on them with that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, well, what can the Rams do? What can Ronald McDonald do?
First of all,
what can he do?
I don't know what you're talking about. We ain't letting people just mud hole kick us.
I mean, excuse me, where's that defense at? Our defense been asleep. Our defense been sleeping before
we
waking up.
Ain't no shame in losing you all the 20 points. Ain't no shame in that.
So your conclusion on the Cowboys season is what?
But y'all want okay. So you stop from scoring 23. So that means Jared should be playing golf, but he's not good as Tiger Woods. He ain't good as anybody. But you know that just shows how garbage he is. I mean, Jared Goff is sucked so bad that
Dak when do Dak whack Prescott got? One.
Huh?
How many playoff wins do Dak whack got?
He only got one because the defense didn't show up.
Okay.
It ain't like it's because of his skill. It's not because
of
his skill.
And the last time y'all was in the playoffs,
we
played y'all, right?
If you want to talk about stats, so. That's all about stats, because he can't win the game by himself.
Right? How good are y'all? Last time we played y'all piped up Van Der Esch, and Van Der Esch is making tackles 25 yards downfield.
Okay. Do you remember when y'all went to Cowboys Stadium and we blew the damn roof off them damn sheep?
That might have been in the
draft. I remember that score when we all came to Dallas and beat the living.
You reminisce about yesteryear.
We want to talk about blowouts.
We played our first game of the season, and y'all was over Winfrey. We started off with a loss.
Oh yeah, yeah. I remember that
no
call.
That.
That no call against my wide receiver.
Not throw an outback.
Yeah.
And them inside.
We got better wide receivers. Okay. Oh wow. Wow,
all right,
wow,
Coach.
Wow.
What's your conclusion then about the Cowboys season? Because
well,
we ready going
well,
into this
well,
year.
What's your thank you, my brother. I like to thank you, and I like to share that information. Well,
make it,
you know,
make it
I
quick.
Feel like
y'all
I want
to
make it quick. I promise I'll make it quick because I don't want you to hurt anymore like you've been hurting.
Exactly.
Have you been through enough already?
Come on with it.
Now, the Cowboys are now getting better. I think they're going to be better next year. And unlike the Rams and the Raggedy Eagles, we will
right.
be on top of our game when Dak, the man Prescott, comes back. That's all I got
all
to
right.
say. Thank you. Y'all have been so
thank
kind.
You.
Been
and
so
you
kind.
You. Thank you.
Been so wonderful.
You
thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And we'll see
so
you
in
the
kind.
Thank you. So,
we'll see you in April.
That's our year review. Who's the top three boxers in boxing right now?
Top three boxers of 2020 are who? Terrence Bud Crawford. No, I'm gonna start 3-1.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna go. You know, bottom up. Three, end with one. Top three boxers, 2020. Javante Davis.
We can go to five. Three's hard. We can go to five.
Five would be a little bit harder, but I can give you five. I'm gonna go five. Errol Spence for a great comeback. I'm gonna go four. Teofimo Lopez for putting the ghost of Lomachenko out of here.
Okay.
I'm gonna go three. Tank Davis.
All right.
And the phenomenon that he is becoming. I'm going to go two, and I'm going to hurry it up because we got a call in the queue. I'm going to go two. Canelo Alvarez, one, Terrence Bud Crawford. Top five. And we got a call in the queue.
Call in queue.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Hey, how you doing, sister?
Yeah, this is Sister Bessie.
How you doing?
Hey, Sister Bessie, you let me get my first my review and a female overtone to it. So.
Yeah, wait a minute. You did talk about boxing with women. You did talk about women.
I wanted to
give Serena Williams her accolades on, you know, where she stands.
Oh, okay. Or whether
another major
issue. I was about to fire y'all as my brothers.
Why was we about to get fired?
Because y'all don't talk about women's sports.
I think he was ready to. When you come in the queue, we had to make sure you got in. We had to make sure you got in. He was about to go.
All right. I'm enjoying your show anyway, but
we enjoy you.
What do you have to say about the women boxers, any type of female sports?
Last year, they hit like a brick. Clarissa Shields is really not for kids.
No.
She's not playing no games in that ring, and I don't really see anybody. I don't see nobody beating her for 5 years.
Okay. Yeah, does she even have any competition?
Well, okay. That's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Clarissa may be the first woman boxer to start fighting male boxers. That's how good she is.
It could happen. It could happen because she really don't have no competition. She out there fighting
yes.
with her mom.
Yes. Okay.
You know we're going to give you some
more.
We're going to
give
you
a shout-out.
What do y'all
it's
think about that?
It's wide down for, but Serena did win a major this year. Which was impeccable.
What do y'all think about? Yes.
Huh?
What do y'all think about women fighting men? I don't think they should do that. You know,
well,
I don't think that's.
She might have to.
She may have two sisters, but she has no competition in that form for her.
Yes, that's right. Okay. Wow.
Right. I mean, it wouldn't behoove her, because if you put her in this with a male tuna can, she may actually knock the tuna can out.
Yeah. You know, I think, you know, possibly women with the kickboxing going against men.
Yeah.
I can see that.
I can see that.
You know,
boxing is a little bit more, just because you're just a man is more naturally powerful than a woman. I understand what you're saying.
Yes, that's the reason why. Yeah. Well, I just wanted to touch base with y'all, and I appreciate you guys. I love to hear you all arguing about sports, and you have a great show, and I love you. I'm going to continue to listen.
Thank you. We love you, too.
We love you, too.
You're off the fired list.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Okay. We know you fire him quick, Miss Bessie. We know you fire him quick.
Okay.
We know you fire him bad. We'll make sure we get good. All right, Miss Bessie, we love you.
So do the
so who was your top five? You never came back at me with your top five, or yours was the same as mine.
My top five, I got the kid that beat
Lomachenko. Right.
I got four, Jamal Charlo.
So a little monkey wrench in the game. And Charlo can fight. Him and Alvarez might be hooking up this year at a catch week.
Right.
Good one. You got a three.
Two Spence.
Spence, okay.
Two. Tank. One. Crawford.
Mm-hmm. One Crawford, two Tank. Yeah, because you've been on Tank from
the I don't got Canelo on the list.
That's true.
Canelo, not because he wasn't dominant as a boxer, just because of competition.
Unless he fights Triple G, he's not fighting nobody. I got you.
Right. He didn't fight anybody. So I didn't put him. He is a.
He fought all ring trash. He did what he was supposed to do. And he only got one fight at that weight, and that's Triple G. So that's why he might fight Charlo at a catch weight. Like, we might start seeing Canelo at catch weights again, so he can get some competition out there.
He just vacated the 160 belt.
Yeah, I think they said they want to get him and Charlo, I believe I read, at 168, I want to say. They want to get them at like 168, which I believe is like light heavy, cruiserweight, something somewhere in there.
Hold up, though.
So that might be a difference.
Did he beat the dog? Hold up. Canelo did fight somebody. He beat up on Kovalev, but that was this year or last year?
This is 21. Well, that wasn't 20. That was 19. Late 19. And Kovalev probably passed his prime by then, too. We had seen the best of Kovalev by that time, too.
Yeah, we did.
Andre Ward already pounded on him a couple of times. Yeah. But I got you, though. Right. That's a hell of a list, because you threw the twist in there with Charlo, who can fight. He probably would have been six. If I had six, he would have been six. Charlo can fight. And people don't really want to fight him. He's another one that can't really get dudes to really fight
him. Sleep.
Yes. He hit hard. He hit hard and he's skilled. Alright, I like
that. So, year in review. Overall, best athlete of the year.
Athlete of the year. I would have to be Patty Mahomes.
You got Patty Mahomes?
Yeah.
I agree. I don't want to give it to him, but
is he starting to become the new? Oh, he gets on my nerves. He ready to win everything, dude.
No.
Like the Tom Brady, like you know, how, you know.
I'm going to someone else who somehow I really don't want to give it to. But Balco boy, man.
I figured he was going to LBJ. I went somewhere else because that Sports Illustrated gave it to him. So I just naturally went somewhere else because he was Sports Illustrated athlete.
But Patty ain't a bad decision though. But this LBJ guy, man.
Yeah, on and off the court.
You know,
yeah, I mean,
it's starting to get infectious that he's making people better. Because how trash he got the White Howard look for the last 5 years, and now he's going up there and act like he got some game.
And gets a championship.
And gets a championship.
Now, LeBron is that good at making people better, I know.
I mean, he's making people look better, like Magic did.
Yeah, that's what he really is. It's always, I mean, if you would compare his game to anybody, he always gets the Jordan comparison. But for real, he Magic, and he's a Magic Johnson who can score. His game is nothing like Michael's. It's just, you know, that's the comparison he made. But big game's not similar at all.
So best newcomer of the year.
Best newcomer of the year. Wow. That's a good one. I'm thinking I'm gonna go back to the NFL again, and I'm going to say, and this is gonna be one way out the round for people, for some people, but I'm gonna say the kid, the receiver kid from Minnesota. Just
Van Jefferson.
Yeah. I loved his impact. I like what he did. That's new come out of all the sports and think NBA, NFL, NBA, boxing. Who you got?
Huh?
Who you got?
Who I got? That's a tough one.
And make you think for it.
I'm trying to compare. I'm trying to see. You know, it's kind of hard to do basketball. We just started.
It is. But if we're going off 2020 for real and I left him out, I went away. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you could have really. And somebody would have said Zion. For real.
I was going to really, say Zion.
Yeah. They're going to Zion for real. I just went off the rail a little bit because Zion's just a natural. He would be the natural pick. I just went off the grid a little bit, Jefferson, but made the most impact out of all the sports. It was Zion and the NBA pumping. The boy can play. I would say Zion. Zion would be my second
pick. And he can play.
Larry Johnson would bounce.
I'm seeing him do things. Now they got him holding up. They got him on the ball more now.
Yeah, because he can dribble.
I didn't know he had a handle like that.
Yeah, he can dribble. You know, he can to be that size, he can put the ball on the deck. Find teammates, get his own shot. Ain't really too much he can't do really on the floor. He can do pretty much. I mean, jump shot needs to work, but ain't too much combo can do on the floor. What else
is
you got?
Is his game going to translate to help them win out there, though?
He'd be the centerpiece. Playoff, just a playoff team or a contender? Or can we talk
Are they contenders or pretenders?
Contender for a playoff spot? Yes. They could be at the bottom. You know what I'm saying? I ain't talking high. They're going to be, you know, in them play-in games, somewhere between 7 and 10, enough to get that one-game play-in that they got just going on this year. They should be somewhere. They should be able to get in there.
I think this will hurt me.
Say it again?
I think ball schools, it's not what they need. At point guard.
Now, I think they think that, too. That's why they didn't give him no extension.
Yeah, I'm getting tired of that act.
I think Sam Van Gundy see it, too. Like, no. They got some requisite pieces, though, and they're young. Brand B.I. Young, Zion Young, so they get the bill. NBA would love him in the playoffs because it's good for ratings. I'll tell you that. I know that for sure. You know what my dream match
we don't
being
talk, we don't talk about the sport too much. I don't really partake in it, but
okay.
We think about Major League Baseball. In a year in review.
Oh, just year in review? It's not really a sport we touch on too much. I mean, the Dodgers, they got all the good players. Right. Padres had a good, little good season. Machado, Yumbo, Tatis Jr.
What about the Cheaters?
The Yankees.
The Houston team that's down there, they've been down there cheating forever.
Oh, yeah, down there stealing signs and all that, winning chips. They made the playoffs again last year, but they got put out. They always going to be around. They got a bunch of young stars, boy, Carlos Correa. They got a bunch of young dudes, good pitching staff, Verlander. And they're going to be around. But the Dodgers got all the good players in the pitching staff. So they basically a young dynasty in the making. And they got that long
LA. Bryce Harper overrated.
No, I think he gave the Phillies exactly what he was going to give them, but he can't pitch.
Right. They have no pitching.
He's going to hit 25 homers. He damn near going to have 100 RBIs. He's going to strike out some, but he's going to give you the numbers, but he can't pitch. And then that baseball is a two-team game. Like, ain't no one dude just going to win it by himself. We got caller four in the queue. Come on, caller. What you got for us?
Hey, how you guys doing tonight? This is Tishila from News Forum.
Hey,
how y'all doing?
How you doing?
I'm
all
good.
Right.
I'm good.
Excellent.
All right. So y'all talking about who you're the best rookie of the year, a newcomer of the year, huh?
Yep. Who
okay.
You got?
Well, for football, mm-hmm. I think it would be Justin Jefferson.
Okay. Great minds think alike.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, is that who you said?
Yeah. Great minds think alike. Shout out to
Tia. Okay. And then for basketball, I'm not too sure about basketball. Because I'm not sure if, like, Morant is – would he be considered, like, 2020?
John Morant? Yes, technically, yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay, so I would say like Morant.
John Rule.
Okay. All right. I like that.
Yeah. You went off the grid a little bit. I like it. No, Ja can play.
Oh. Okay.
Ja Rule can play.
Yeah.
And he's not scared enough.
Yeah, he can.
He's not scared enough.
And then now for baseball, I have no clue because baseball, so.
You ain't got to worry about that.
Yeah, don't worry about baseball.
Okay.
You can do more.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to chime in tonight, y'all. And listen, y'all better tune into my News Forum tomorrow. Cause see, y'all haven't called in yet. Y'all better call in.
What you got going on tomorrow? What's the topic for tomorrow?
Okay. Well, tomorrow is like part two from last week, which is hidden agendas. And
okay.
So tomorrow we're going to be talking more about hidden agendas within, like, the judicial government and the legislative government, and also hidden agendas within religion, holidays, and education. So all those things got hidden agendas. So y'all definitely need to tune in to that, especially with the legislative stuff, because they be sitting on bills and stuff that should be out and get voted upon, but they just sit on them. And so we're going to uncover all that, how they be doing all that, just holding bills and not ever putting them through to be voted upon and all stuff.
I'm sure that's the bills that probably help the people, I'm sure. The bills that they sit on.
Exactly. Yep, that they just sit on and never put them on the floor to be voted on. So we're going to talk about that tomorrow. And then with all
you
guys,
that the state of Pennsylvania just squandered away.
Which one? Say it again.
That $100 million that Pennsylvania squad held up so nobody can get it, and then it's gonna go directly to the prison system.
Wow.
Oh, okay. That was the funds that was supposed to be to help with like the rent stuff. And
right.
They never did nothing with that. And then they didn't do something. It was a whole lot of stuff they didn't do it stuff with. Like, for all the different businesses and stuff, they still had money left over from that, the small businesses in Pennsylvania, and they never used it all. And so now that money went to the prison systems, which, you know, they shouldn't have gotten nothing for the prison systems because, you know, they already making enough off of these prisoners, you know.
Yeah.
And so it don't make no
sense.
Happens.
I don't know if you know. Not to cut you off, sweetheart, but if you didn't know, at the end of the year when they tally up the money and if it's leftover money, thing goes to the prison systems.
Yeah.
We build them more prisons and close them schools.
Right.
That public school to prison pipeline. It's ridiculous. I'm definitely tuning in tomorrow.
Yep.
I'm definitely calling in tomorrow.
Okay, guys. Keep up the good
you.
Work. All right.
Thank you.
Y'all have a good night.
Thank
oh, and happy New Year.
Happy New Year,
happy
you two
New
show.
Year, sweetheart. So, yeah, we're going to wind it down tonight, bro. It's Nagoozy time, and let Brother O come on and do his thing, and then we'll be ready to huddle up next week.
Okay.
Well, first of all, guys, thank you so much for this outstanding program tonight. Tomorrow night, right here on these morning stations, is News Farm with Chinchilla Jonesia at 9:30 Eastern Standard Time, Studio A, Lagos, Nigeria, on these ONE stations. And, of course, Damon Network has advertising to ONE, which is Oladele and Goes Enterprise, reaches the court at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as in Gozy Prime Time on it, Damon.com. We're in Gozy Time, both at Twitter and Instagram, Oladele and Goes, Twitter and Google+, Oladele and Oladele and Goes at Facebook, as well as our business page, Auto Sports Nation, as well as the historic, determined, and motivated Online Now Network. That's for 2016. Any comments, suggestions for our wonderful program tonight? Oh, lay, day, lay. Down it goes for mine, gmail.com, and I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Oladele Malewa and Gilsey. Saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there at Armed Force Radio. That's to put us on a constant basis tonight. Now it's time for you knuckleheads to what? Huddle up.
Huddle up. You know, Deuce, like I said, you know, you're just as much as part of the show as I am. And you can take them home tonight if you want to.
Huddle up, huddle up. It's been a great show tonight. Thanks, Bravo. Coach Gibbs, always for having me on. Next week, we got NFL wild card games coming up. We'll be reviewing that. Some more Sixers, more NFL, more NBA. Come back, tune in next week.
Peace out.